I wrote that song for, I met these two trans kids outside a stage door, on my first kind of like, I guess, major tour. It was after a song called 11 Blocks had come out, and it was my first time kind of having like fans, which is, I don't know, still so weird. That's so cool. I'm glad people are listening, but it's just, such a bizarre thing. And so I went out, I played the show, I went out to the stage door, and there were these two kids waiting. And I was like, are you guys waiting for, like, the headliner? Or, like, are you lost? And they're like, no, we want to meet you. And so I got to hang out with them, and some of their family was there, and some of their friends. And it was just, like, I've told this story so many times now, and I still can't come up with a better way to say it than, like, they were just so themselves in this really simple way.
Right.
And I've just come into my 30s, and I'm, like, still most days not comfortable. You know, kind of have to, like, psych myself up. Like, all right, if I'm going out to, like, an event or something, I'm like, well, you got this. You can do it. And so I wrote it. It was the day that Federal Protections for Trans Students was taken out of public schools.
Okay.
And I was talking to one of them and just kind of hearing what it was like to actually be a trans kid in a public school that day, you know, beyond like what you're reading online, and it just broke my heart. And I was on my way in for a session with two of my good friends, and I just kind of sat down. It was like, I really want to write these kids a song if you guys are down.
Mm-hmm.
And so we wrote it. I sent it to them. I had no intention of releasing it, really. I just wanted to write them something that they could, you know, kind of go back to and get some comfort from. And they were like, you have to put this out.
Right.
So I did, very shortly thereafter.